We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
I'm having a good Sunday, and it's because you guys are here. I'm so glad to see everybody. If I've not got to meet you, my name's Chris, and I welcome you to Redemption Church in Plano, Texas, and everybody that's somehow on the interweb seeing us. I don't know how you got here, but we're so glad you're here. We greet you in Jesus' name, and we hope that we have a word specifically for you today. Somebody say, break out. About a month ago, we celebrated a day called Easter, and it's the day where Jesus broke out of a tomb. It's a big deal. A lot of people come to church that day, but I want to tell you that makes for more than just a really cool story that we say one day a year. That's more than just one really nice Easter sermon. That is a plan for your life. If you want a better life, it is found in the plan of Jesus Christ breaking out of the tomb. And that plan is for you. And we've been talking about that the last 4 weeks. In week one, we talked about when you need hope, that there's a plan. That when week two, when you need to believe again, that there is a plan for you. And week three, we talked about when you're at that dead end, that God gives you a turnaround. What's the word for turnaround in the Bible? Anybody remember? It's repentance. And God has a turnaround plan for you. You don't have to stare at the same dead end the rest of your life. And in week four, we talked about when you need more than a new start, you need a brand new life. And Jesus has so much more for us, not just turning over a new leaf, but giving us a brand new life. And one way he does that is through something called baptism. And we're having five baptisms today. Can we hear it up? And are we excited about that? I'm so excited for everybody getting baptized today. And after this service, we want you to stick around. It's going to be right downstairs. We're going to go baptize. But before then, I believe God has some wonderful things for us today. Who's ready for some wonderful things? Here's what we're talking about today. When you are carrying the weight of the world, what does that feel like? Anybody know what that feels like? Well, I'll tell you what I think that feels like. I know what it's like to have burdens and responsibilities that are just too much for me. I know what it's like to get at the end of a long day and just go, what just happened? Anybody have that? Like, oh, what, Lord, just went down? And you're like, you're trying to quiet your brain to sleep and it just like revs up and starts again. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And it's like, no, you, right up here, be quiet. And it's like, it revs up again. And these things, it's really, really a difficult thing. Here's some of the things. I just want to be open and honest with you. I had multiple children almost die in my arms in the last few years. I know what it's like to drive and pray to an emergency room because your child is having a seizure for way too long, 45 minutes. I know what it's like to be in that room in the ER, and they fit more people in that emergency room than I could imagine. I know in that moment how freaked out I was. In the last year, in just a little bit over a year, we had two children in the hospital for long periods of stay. And we wondered, what in the world does the future look like for us? Me and my wife were burdened with the responsibility. We were carrying the weight of the world on our shoulder, and it was like just too much. Anybody relate to that? How about, I remember the day we had a debt awakening. Now we can talk about life and death, and we can talk about money, and some people are like, oh, money, that's no big deal. Money's a big deal, y'all. Money is a huge deal. I remember the day we were driving in Richardson, Texas on Beltline, and they call it Plano Road there. Plano Road and Beltline, who knows where that is? Anybody know where that is? That was the day I realized, wait, we are in so much debt. Like, the debt existed, but that was the moment I realized, oh my gosh, we are doomed. We have more debt than we can deal with. And what do we have for show? We got into debt over Sonic Route 44 drinks and Dairy Queen value meals. There's nothing value about those meals. And we were at this light and in Plano Road and Beltline and Avenue K. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Whew, the wall started closing on me. I'm like, it's like the dead existed before, but now I realize it. And I remember what it was like feeling that responsibility. We had a child. Our first child was coming into the world. And I'm like, we've already ruined this kid's life. These are the thoughts going through my head. What am I going to do about that? Whoa, my goodness. God saw us through that. But I want to also tell you about the times I've been at the table counseling with people. People I love who have made bad decisions and continue to make bad decisions. And some of you have been that. That is not just pastors who have to sit at tables like that. Some of you have been at that table with people you really love. You've looked them in the eyes, but they've already made up their mind. They've already made up their decision. And that's such a painful place to be. And I want to tell you, just counseling is one of those things wow. Unless counseling is let's get on our hands and knees and call out to God, I don't have a lot of hope in counseling. Can I get around with you? Some of y'all are like, what is that about? No, I'm like, God is the answer. And unless we're ready to make God the answer for these God-sized problems, there's no counseling. There's no self-help book that can give you the God-sized problem answers to your problems. And I've got to tell you this, I really believe this. This is my non-official reckoning of my counseling experience. Y'all will never ask me for counseling after this. Here it is. And that's probably good. Here it is. But way over 50% of my counseling sessions are negative outcomes. So over 50% are negative outcomes. And I would tell you that 100% of those outcomes wreck my heart. And that's just a burden I really can't handle. That's a big, painful thing for me, seeing people get divorced when there was a really simple answer. It's called forgiveness. When people decide they're going to continue their addiction because they would rather do that than to repent. And these are things that burden me. And there's these things in our life that they're just too much. Now, that was me, all right? So I'm going to talk about you, but I'm going to be way nicer because I like you guys. We know about carrying the weight of the world. You also have money problems. What's the saying? There's too much month and not enough money, not enough paycheck. There's way too much. Like you've done the math and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm 2 weeks away. I'm far away from a paycheck. That's some heavy stuff. I know what that is like. How about this one? The burden of I don't have enough time and I don't have enough energy to get this done. Like there's no way to cram more hours into my day. I can't do it. And I just really don't have the energy to handle my problem. You have these dreams in your life and they are too much for you. You want to start a business. You want to start a career. And it's like, you know you need to do these things, but you're like, how on earth do I do these things? This is the life I should have, and it's like in my imagination, but this is what my Google Calendar says. It says, you have no time, son. You have no energy. And then you have that relationship, that burden that somebody looks at you and says, it's over. Maybe they don't say it in those words. Maybe they say it in a look. Maybe they say it in their actions, just they keep moving away from you. And that could be a spouse, that could even be a friend, that could be someone in your very close circle of family members. That is a horrible big thing, and it's too much for us. Or how about this one? I'll give you one last one. What about those addiction fish hooks? Gosh, I took my kids fishing on Monday, and of course I fish hooked myself really good. I just like, you get, you know, that fish hook in you called an addiction, and it doesn't want to let go. And man, there are more addictions than we know about. And here's the thing, I know this well. I'll say addiction, and you'll think of the one that you don't have a problem with. But what about the one you do have a problem with? For some of us, our addiction is called social media. For some of us, our addiction is called Netflix, right? And there's like no nasty looks over that, but it's just as destructive as giving your life to other addictive things. All right? And you've got these fish hooks, and when you realize that you need to do something about those, they're hard to pull out, y'all. And it's sometimes too much for us to handle. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a power source that was up to the task? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a strength that would help you in your weakness? Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer to all these problems? Where do you think I'm going with the sermon? There is. There is a problem. Look at somebody, say, there is an answer. There is an answer. So my full title is this: when you're carrying the weight of the world, how to exercise power. I've got a question for you. Show of hands, who needs power in this place? Anybody? Anybody? Is that not very many people? Yeah. Whoa, both hands. I got them right here. I need power. Power is one of those things. There was a really, really cheaply made cartoon, and they put out these figures. But the real benefit, the real thing that drew kid to this cartoon in the 80s is it had a man character, and he yells, he throws up a sword, and he transforms at these words. Anybody know where I'm going? He says, I have the power. Who's a He-Man fan? Anybody? He-Man. And as a kid, I remember going, wouldn't it be great if that's all you had to do, and suddenly you had 8-pack abs? I mean, like, suddenly he was transformed. I mean, like, all the way transformed, right? Wouldn't it be so good to have that kind of power? I need power. But here's the deal with all of us. We want an easy fix pill. We would like just something that we easily consume. If they could sell that on the internet, and they try to all the time on those late night infomercials, you put this machine on and it will give you rock hard abs. And I'm like, well, that maybe I should try that. Maybe I should. Suckers are born every moment with this stuff. Why? Because we like an easy fix. My goodness, that sounds really appealing for us. But I want to tell you, you don't need the easy fix pill. Here's what you need today. What we really need is to grow stronger. Somebody say stronger. Now listen, what you need is not, everybody say not. It's not an easier life. You need a stronger you. Are you with me yet? Do I need to talk you into that? It's not that you need everything to just ease out and that boss to like fall off a cliff and all these other things, you know, over here. No. It's that you need to grow stronger and wiser and better and more able. So let me tell you, if you're having a problem with your spouse and your family, what your spouse really needs is for you to be a stronger person. A more able to forgive person. A more able to let me focus on someone that's not me for a moment. These are the things we need. How about this one? You don't need to pray that drugs would become less enticing. You have to become more disciplined. And you have to get mastery over the drug addiction. There is a slave-master relationship in that drug addiction. And you have been the slave too long. God wants to give you mastery over that thing. Now you're calling the shots over those things because now you're disciplined. Now you've learned to say no to those things. Not only no, I'm going to say yes to the better thing because I am stronger. How about this one? Your job doesn't become easier. Do you know what it means for your job to become easier? It's called a demotion. When your job becomes easier, it's not going up, it's going down. And when your job's easier, they're like, they're going into back rooms. They're like, what are we exactly paying Chris for anyway? And they're like, well, he tells really good jokes. And they're like, we can Google good jokes. Lower his pay. Get him out of here. That is what it means for life to get easier on the job. You don't want that. You know who makes the big bucks? It's the person who walks into the room with the big problem and says, all right, this is what we do. Let's do this and let's do this. And we're going to handle this. It's going to take 1 month, but we're working now. Here's day one. That's the person they give the promotion to. That's the person that gets the pay raise because they're willing to walk into the really rough room because they've grown stronger. You don't need easier. You need stronger. You need better. You need more able. That's what you need. And most of our prayers, let's talk about our prayers. Everybody, here's the thing I know. Even people that don't believe in God pray. It's a thing. All you have to do is drive down 75, and if you see blue and red start flashing behind you, you are a Christian really quick. You're like, oh, dear Lord, I know I've not been living right. But you know, Lord, you know I was hurrying to somewhere really good. I was driving too fast, but for a good reason, Lord. Immediate barter system. But here's what I know about prayer. Most of our prayers are about the external. But most of our actual needs are the internal. Somebody say amen if I'm preaching. Is that true? Is that right? Yeah, yeah. We're like, God, go get that person. Zap them good. That's some of our prayers, right? Lord, help those people to realize they're being mean to me. Make them feel really bad. And it's external. Lord, let this lottery ticket, let it be a winner. Right? That's external. That's external. And what God is up in heaven going, man, external's really easy. But what I'm really interested is what's on the inside of you, Chris Fluitt. But what I'm really interested in is the thoughts of Chris Fluitt and the heart of Chris Fluitt and the spirit of Chris Fluitt, the soul of Chris. I'm really interested in the tongue of Chris Fluitt and the things he says about himself and about others. All that's internal. And that doesn't get much of my prayer time. Oh, maybe we need to shift some things today. Is that all right? You want to know how to handle the burdens of life? It all starts deeper inside of us. Can I tell you, here's the deal. Do not waste your breath praying that the external gets weaker. Pray and make the effort to grow stronger. And it would be really good to have a verse that says that. So let's give you one. Here it is. It's Isaiah, and it's a tricky verse. Some of you have read this verse. Wave your hand if you've heard the verse that people say, that the anointing breaks the yoke. Anybody ever hear that verse? Lord, wave your hand. I love you. That's this verse right here. It's Isaiah 10:27, and here's in the KJV, right, the King James Version. Burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. All right, so here is the thing about this verse and how it's awfully often been used. We treat external like we treat anointing like an external power. And we think God from heaven on his mighty throne is going to reach down his hand and he's going to zap us with the good anointing. And that's going to break the thing. That's going to break the yoke. The verse even looks like that, right? But that's an external thing. But let's get to the real meaning of the words. Now let's read it in the NIV, because the word anointing is different than you think. Burden shall be lifted from your shoulders, their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because you have grown so fat. Some of y'all are like, what's going on? Here's what it means. The word anointing there literally means fatness. It means to grow in abundance. It means that you got bigger. So here's the deal. There's a yoke on you. Imagine a yoke on you. It's burdening you. They have burdened it down with other things, and you're carrying this stuff. But imagine, here's how God wants to work. God does not want to work that he works in an external way, breaking it off. He wants to work in such a way that I grow so much that what was on me no longer can fit me, and now it breaks under what power? The power of my growth, the power of my discipline, the power of my character, that I have grown in such a way, what used to bind me no longer fits. Imagine you growing so much as a parent that your lack of patience, right? Parents, I'm there with you. That lack of patience. Imagine growing as a parent so much that when that moment comes where you're about to explode, imagine rather than being like owned by that thing again, that you've grown so much that you're able to take a breath and you're able to say, you know what, child? We're going to pray about it and not freaking out and not blowing up. What happened there? That is the anointing. That is the power of God working inside you to grow you. God's plan is for you to grow. Somebody say, baby, grow. So God's power is not just an external power. It's an internal power that gives you an inward growth. I want you to know that God's plan is for you to outgrow the difficulty. He wants you to outgrow the problem. And every one of us that are having money problems, listen, God's going to bless you in your finances, but he also is depending on you to get some discipline in your life. You got to outgrow the temptation to spend. You got me? Y'all got that? All right. That didn't get any amen, but I think it was good. All right. I want to tell you that here's something really good for you. You're going through a lot of trouble right now, but here's what you've got. You've got power. Somebody say you've got power. When you're going through really big problems, you begin to feel like you're powerless, right? I'm in this situation. There's nothing I can do. I want to tell you, that is a lie. It's not true. There's always something you can do. You've got the power to do at least three things. I'm going to give them to you. These are three things that everybody has, and they are a power source for you. They are time, talent, treasure. Somebody say time, talent, treasure. You have time, talent, and treasure. And don't argue with me yet, okay? You know how many hours in a day Elon Musk has? 24. That's so unfair because I only get, oh wait, I only get 24 hours too. I get as much time in a day as Elon Musk gets, right? All right. LeBron James, you know, I could do that in basketball. No, I couldn't. But if I had 24 hours in a day, I could devote. Yeah, I do have 24 hours in a day. I could devote. Everybody in this place has time. Now, here's the deal. You don't know much how much time you have left because it can end really quick. But here's the deal. You have time right now to go do something powerful with your life that will overcome the problem. But you got to use the time. All right, let's talk about talent. Everybody in here has talent. You have some ability in you that you excel at. That is every single person. Every one of us has an ability that we are somewhat good at, that there are these abilities where we're like hardwired by God to be good at these things. Your personality fits in these ways. The way your brain thinks and the way you go about problems, you're just good at this. Some people are really good with their hands. We have people in this house that are good craftsmen. They can just do that stuff. I am not one of those people. If you need a hammer or nails, you should not invite me. You should disinvite me. Don't laugh at me, Randy. It's true. I'm hurting inside. But if you needed somebody to teach you something about music, if you needed somebody to talk to you about the Bible, these are things that are not hard for me, and they're not even a drain on me. They are my skill set. And when I use my skill set for their intended purpose, it feels really good. I always feel better after I've used my talents. You have time, and you have talent, and then you have treasure. Now listen, we're going to talk about money. Now you might not have Elon Musk money, neither me. You might not have Zuckerberg money, neither me. But you do have something. You do have something in your wallet, in your account, something that you can use towards change. Now, here's the deal. I want you to look at time, talent, and treasure. Now, someone in here is already thinking, yeah, but I don't have enough treasure. You know what you can do about that? It is possible that you don't have enough treasure. You know what you can do? You can take some time and you can take some of your talent and you can go get a job and you'll start earning treasure. In fact, one of the big problems in our society is a lot of people spend too much time in a job that doesn't take advantage of their skill set, and so they don't ever get promoted. Those are jobs that are, they're never going to move them forward. But if you would take your time and your talent and get a job that uses both, then you would start seeing some treasure accumulate. Do you get that? Yeah, but my talent's not there. You know what you can do there? Take some time. Take some time and learn a skill and work at it. And if you take the time that you have, you can gain talent. In fact, if you just took a little bit of your dollar bills, your treasure, take a little of your time, take a little of your treasure, you can go hire a coach to help you learn anything. And now you could have a certificate on the wall. Now you can have the skills where you can stand up and say, I'm ready to do the time. Are you ready to have my talent? And that person that you're looking at will pay you treasure to do it. You have these three powers and they work together. What about the person that doesn't have enough time? Quick show of hands. Who feels like they don't have enough time? Here's what you do. You take a little bit of your treasure and say, hey, would you do this service for me? And what you just gained? You gained time. And you help someone else out with treasure. You see how that works? If you use your time, your talent, and your treasure correctly, you can overcome burdens. You can overcome really ridiculous situations. But you got to purposely use your time, talent, treasure. Someone say time, talent, treasure. And then really that boils down to this power. You have the power of choice. There is nothing in your life that has taken away your choice. I know people that have fallen into deep, dark holes. I'm talking prison. I'm talking everybody walked away from them. But even in that time, they have choice. They can turn to God. Even in that time, they can say, you know what? I'm going to get my life back on the track, and I'm going to start making something positive of my life. It is possible, and it's one of your great superpowers is that you have a choice. The enemy, there are enemies in this world, especially the enemy we call the devil. One of his big things is to whisper in your ear that you have run out of choices, you have failed for the last time, God's not going to use you anymore, God's done with you. Can I tell you, that is such a stupid lie. It's a big lie. You have the power, and there's something I love to do when the devil comes around me. I love to take the power of my choice and just rub it in his face. I will never worship you, Satan. These lips will only glorify the name of Jesus Christ. I will not fall into temptation. I am going to serve the Lord gladly. What is that? That's me taking my choice. That is me redeeming my time, my talent, and my treasure, and I'm going to give it all to the Lord. Clap your hands in this place if you believe that. Now, here's something. All of this is in the natural. All of this is natural. You don't have to pray and go on a 40-day fast in order to accomplish this. You don't have to memorize entire chapters of the Bible. You can start doing this today, and I want you to, all right? But that's power in the natural. I want to tell you that God not only gives you power in the natural, but God offers power that is a supernatural power. Supernatural, it means it goes beyond the natural. How many know that what I can do in an amount of time, God can do in no time? And what are the limits to my talent? God has no talent limits. He's able to go far beyond. And what my Bank of America account can afford, right? God is able to afford all things. He is not short on cash flow. He is the provider, and he's got the sheep of a thousand hills, the Bible says. You can always depend on the Lord. His provision is not just natural. It is beyond the natural. Anybody like movies? Stop me if you've said this one. All right, we're on a journey. There's a really bad power in the land, and we've got to go somewhere to get power. There's this external power that we need. There's this one ring that we need. It's this one ring. It's this one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. Anybody know? Shout it out. What is that? Very good. Y'all are skilled. That is Lord of the Rings. And so there's this ring, and we got to travel into the Mount Doom of Mordor, and we've got to throw the ring in there, and that's how we're going to defeat the enemy. All of that's external, and all of it's far away from you. Do you understand that? None of that's near you. It's way far from you. It's a journey, and all of it's an external power. How about this one? Okay, there is this really bad wizard. And somehow he's divided his soul like 12 times. And so we've got to find all 12 Horcruxes. Who knows what I'm talking about? You nerds. Y'all nerds. Nerds in this place. That's Harry Potter. And we've got to get the special wand to defeat the wizard. And it's called, some of y'all know, say it, don't be shy, called the Elder Wand. And you got to go, y'all know this. This is like they made like 15 of these movies. Or how about this one? There's this really weird purple guy, and he's got a weird chin, and he's got a big glove, and he wants these infinity stones. And he wants 6 of them, right? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're talking like in-game Thanos, right? That is what? What is that? It's a hero's journey for something external. We have this all over the place. But here's the problem with the hero's journey for something external. Because the power is external, you can gain it, but you can also... Yeah, say it one more time. You can gain it, but you can also lose it. If the power in your life is external, you better enjoy it while you have it, because you can lose it. You can enjoy your house, but my goodness, a tornado can take your house out just like that. All over our nation, tornadoes have taken houses out. Listen, I pray for those people, and but what I one of the major things I pray for, I hope that their hope was not in their house. There's some people, their hope was in that external thing. God's supernatural power does not work like the Harry Potter universe or Marvel. It's not something very far from you. It's not like you have to go to the other side of the world and like go meditate in a temple somewhere. It's not that. Nor is it like a device that's external. No, God's power works like this. Here it is, Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power that we have gained by going to church for 5 years. Did I read that wrong? According to the power of owning all the DC Talk CDs. Y'all, like, half the audience is like, what's a CD? Y'all don't know it. Y'all aren't ready for Jesus, freak. Y'all don't know this. What is this? Where is the power? There is a power, but where is it? Oh, is it on Mount Doom? Is it one of the 6 infinity stones and we have to go through the universe and get it? What is it? It is already on the scene and it's in you. The power of God is supernatural and it works from the inside out. I'm telling you that I've got burdens and I got worries and I just go crazy sometimes. But the power I need is not far from me. It's the power that God has already placed inside of me. The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. It's not an external power. It's not a natural power. It is supernatural. Only God can give it and only God could take it away. And he says, never will I take it from you. It is yours. That's how it works. I'm talking a power that is beyond you, yet at work within you. I'm telling you, it's a power I don't understand. You want to know how it works? I don't know how it works. But I know it's at work. I don't know how God healed my wife. I don't know how that happened, but I know he did. I don't know how God did your miracle, but I know he did. And some of you have a miracle in front of you you need. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know he will. And it's according to the power that's working inside you right now. I want to tell you, you can't buy this power. That this power, it does not come from time, talent, and treasure. You can't gain it. That no good deeds can earn this power. It's not about learning the Bible, although that's a good thing. It's not about coming to church, which that's a good thing. It is about having that power at work within you. You can only receive this power from God. Aren't you glad that this power doesn't belong to a person? I'm telling you, I wouldn't trust people with this power that God has. I wouldn't trust the denomination with this power. It's not just fill in the blank denomination that has this power, and I'm so glad about it. This power is yours in the name of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So very quickly, I want to answer this question. How do you receive God's power? How do you do it? In Acts chapter 2, we're going to go back to that. We've been there all this series. We're going to go back to there for a moment. In Acts 2, people realize they killed their only hope, Jesus. Imagine that's a bad day, right? Yeah. Somebody says, oh, by the way, the only hope for the world, you killed him and you laughed about it. That's a bad day, right? They ask this question. They ask, what do we do? What can we do about this thing we have done? And Peter answers that question in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Here it is on the screen. Peter answers the question, what can we do? He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what do? Yeah, I'm going to tell you today that you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39 says this, the promise is for you and to your children and for all that are afar off, for all whom the Lord our God shall call. This promise is for everybody. There's these things out there you need to sign up and we'll tell you if you qualify. I want to tell you, there is no such thing in God. All of you qualify for this promise. It's available to you. And it's a promise also. He calls it a promise. He tells them to repent. That's that turnaround. That's that I turn around from the wrong I did. Now I'm turning back towards Jesus. It's baptism, which is the beginning of a new life. And then it is to receive. To receive what? To receive who? It's the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus talks about the Holy Spirit in one chapter earlier, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is how he describes the Holy Spirit. But you will receive what? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I'm going to ask my musicians to come. Here's what I want you to see. That when you receive the Holy Spirit, it gives you the power to be. Somebody say the power to be. In that moment, they don't have to go to a Bible college seminar class that lasts, 10 years and costs $30,000. Jesus didn't sign them up for that. He says, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive the power to be my witnesses. You've got the power to be. God has that kind of power for you. If you will receive that power today, what you become starts today. It starts today. Not 10 years from now. There are some things that God can start today you'll see fulfilled 10 years from now, but the promise of it is yours today. You can be a better dad when? Today, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You can receive a power that works inside of you, so when you are losing your cool, dad, the Holy Spirit can show up and be the power to be a good dad when you usually don't have that power. Or how about this, to be a stronger person, a more disciplined person, a person that can say no to certain things that have been harming you, right? Some addictions, some bad habits, the way we treat money, the way we treat entertainment, all of those things, that God can give you a power you receive today that in your weakest moment, a power shows up that's beyond you and it stomps out the temptation and it gives you victory. A power that is not an easy fix pill, but it's a power that stands up in you. I'm telling you, as a believer in Jesus Christ who has received the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you that I have felt a power stand up inside of me when I needed it. I'm telling you, there are times where Chris Fluitt didn't know what to say, but the Holy Spirit gave me words to say. And in that moment, it was like, people are like, who is this guy? And I'm like, who is this guy? Have you met this guy named Jesus? Because he can do that in you as well. Not an easy fix pill. I'm getting it backwards. but a power to say, I did it twice. And not an easy fix pill. All right. But the power to talk, right? The power to stand. This is a power that works internally, but it changes everything externally. It starts here, but it'll change how you use your hands. It'll change how you use your wallet. It will change how you answer phone calls. It will change these things. It will change all of these things about your life. It will change the direction, the focus, the purpose of your life. It will do it. It's a power that works internally and changes externally. So what do I want you to do with all this today? I can't make you do anything with this today, but here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to make a move today. I would like you to do something about what you heard today. I'm going to give you three options. Here they are. Number one is I need you to decide, I need power. If that's you today, I need you to actively just make up that mind that, yeah, I need power in this situation. I need power when it comes to this problem. There is this relationship that I have that I have felt powerless about, and I need power in that situation. And what you need to do is you need to make a choice. And that choice has to do with your time, your talent, and your treasure. You need to decide in that problem how you're going to spend your time, how you're going to spend your talent, how you're going to spend your treasure. I'm telling you, I want to underline time for you, because time is a big factor on all of these powerless issues that you are in. How you've been spending your time needs to change. So you've got to decide how you're going to change your time, your talent, and your treasure. And then I need you to pray. And when you pray, I need you to pray, God, help me to decide. Help me to know which way to go and how to do all this stuff in the natural. There's these natural stuff. God, even the natural stuff I haven't figured out. Would you help me with the natural? And I'm telling you, when you pray, God is going to help you. And if you want somebody to pray with you today, you come up to the front. We'll pray with you. Point number two is this. You need to say, I need God's power. Now, there is that natural power, and that would be really cool if you got all that situated in your life. But can I tell you, there is more power than in the natural. That there is a supernatural power of God that you can have. And you can access that power through what? We talked about it, repentance. That is asking God to forgive you of your sins. If you don't know, if you've never done that today, today's your day. Meet me in this front. We'll do it together. Baptism. Somebody's going to do that today. And then three, receive. Receive that power of the Lord. And then B, pray. Pray about that today. Some of you don't understand all that, and that's okay. You don't have to understand all that. Just take a little step. And sometimes that step is just to pray. And then I'll give you one more on that one. Ask. We got a text number right there. You can pull out that phone number. Pull out your phone, text 469-467-8111 and say, I want to talk to somebody about repentance, baptism, or receiving. I need God's power. Just type something like that in there, and we will have a relationship with you. We will reach out to you. There might be something that you need that can't all be done today. We're willing to walk with you in that. And that's how you do it. It's a text line. See how easy that is? You know how to text. I can do this. And then last is three. I need someone to understand my feeling of powerlessness. I'm telling you, you are not the only one who feels the way you do. You are not the only one who looks in the mirror and calls themselves a loser. I guarantee you, you will resonate with what I'm about to say. The meanest person to me is named Chris Fluitt. My name is Chris Fluitt. Did you get that? Nobody is as mean to Chris Fluitt as Chris Fluitt. The things Chris Fluitt says about himself, that is really mean. The things that Chris Fluitt believes about himself are meaner and darker than anyone else thinks about me. I know what it's like to feel powerless. And you're not alone in this place. There's other people that feel that way, that have gone through that struggle. And so if you need someone to understand your feeling of powerlessness, I'm asking you, do come up to the front today and ask for prayer. We understand. So come pray. All over this place, would you stand? And if God is moving on your heart, I want you to come. I want you to make a move towards God as they sing and as we reach out to Him together. Come on, you come now as I'm going to pray for everybody watching, listening online. Father, Lord, I pray for all my friends watching and listening online. I want you to minister to them. God, I want you to meet them in their need, God. I want you to meet them in their powerless feeling, God. Lord, I want them to come receive the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us with all the natural issues in our life, God. Lord, bring your supernatural power into our life, God. Lord, we need you to do all of that in our life right now. We pray in Jesus' name. Come on, let's talk to God. Let's reach out to Him in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550.